Hi, this is Josiah Polhemus. I was an actor in Morning Becomes Electra and the Hairy Ape up at the Dow House. And I think that Morning Becomes Electra was maybe the only production where we actually made entrances from the Dow House. And the Dow House is kind of legendary in my life and in my family because my father grew up in Danville. And he was born in 1935 when the O'Neills were still living at the Dow House. And I studied O'Neill in college. I was in theater my majority of my life. And if you are, then O'Neill really is a big thing in your life. You understand the power of this person. This person was huge at one time in America. I would believe that majority of people knew who he was. He was, you know, if we're talking about theater, he was at least on the level of Lin-Manuel Miranda when he was alive. So to have him living in Danville at the Dow House, the locals knew who he was, and my family was no exception. So my father, Robert Polhemus, born in 1935, had a little interaction with Carlotta Monterey O'Neill when he was, I believe, maybe close to two. He was somewhere between one and two. So this had to be around 1937. It could have been 1936. But the legend in my family goes, the lore in my family is that my grandmother was going down to the market to get some meat at the butcher shop, the local butcher shop. And I think it was in the market at the time. And she brought my dad along and was obviously carrying him because I don't think he could even walk yet. He might have been able, he was probably just starting to walk. And so as she was getting her groceries, I think she put him down and you know, I think he was, you know, walking just a little bit. And suddenly out of the blue from down the aisle, this woman in fur, dressed to the nines, yells out, that baby has no shoes. And I want to say, add to this, but I'm not sure she said this, but shame, because I think that was the idea. But I can't swear that she said that. I think she just said, that baby has no shoes. That was Carlotta Monterey O'Neill yelling at my grandmother. And, of course, the way our family justifies it is that, you know, well, he was just learning to walk. Why would he have shoes on? And not that we're having these great debates about it. But I actually can see Carlotta's point that if you had a baby in a butcher shop, it wasn't such a great idea to have him walking around. However, it was, I think, typical of Carlotta Monterey O'Neill. She was a larger than life presence. And, the legend in our family is that, you know, her wearing her furs down to the local market, you know, so it must have been quite a spectacle for everybody. Anyway, that was part of who the O'Neills were, you know, and, you know, the Dow House itself was interesting, you know, the masks on the wall and the black mirror upstairs, you know, she had crafted those, Carlotta, and, you know, she was, you know, you could, for lack of a better term, very dramatic, and she was a dancer, but she wanted to evoke O'Neill's inner demons and to help him and inspire him to write and to, you know, connect. And I think she was pretty successful, actually, because look at the plays that came from the Dow House, Long Day's Journey Into Night, The Iceman Cometh, just a few. So that's my story, and thanks for letting me share it here. It's a real honor. Okay,